Welcome to the Australian Eastern Standard Time version of the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 4th of April 2021. At the mic of VK7WI this week is Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo. And yes, daylight savings finished this morning at 3 a.m. and your clocks should have gone back an hour. This broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by Clayton VK7 Zulu Charlie Romeo. We also go out on high frequency courtesy of the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3670, Gary VK7 Juliet Golf Delta. On 7140, Dale VK7 Delta Golf. On 14130, Peter VK7 Tango Papa Echo. And on 28525, Tony VK7 Victor Kilo Tango. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7, VK7RTC in Southern VK7, and at 8:30 p.m. in Northwestern VK7 on VK7 Romeo Tango Victor and VK7 Romeo Delta Romeo. Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club. Broadcast for April. This is a reminder about the RAOTC broadcast for the 5th of April 2021. That's tomorrow night for those listening on Sunday. Please remember that this will be in the new time slot starting at 8 p.m. More on battery technology. Victoria is to have a Tesla Megapack battery of 450 megawatt hours. That's twice the capacity of South Australia's big battery. At a cost of $160 million, its purpose is to smooth out the intermittency of solar and wind-powered systems. Xian Xiongwu, 1912 until 1997. Known as the Chinese Madame Curie, Wu was among the few Chinese women to receive higher education in China. She moved to the USA in 1934. In 1944, she was invited to join the Manhattan Project. After World War II, she was involved in the theory of beta decay experiments and proved that conservation of parity does not always apply. CubeSats. They are approximately 10 cubic centimetres in size, cost barely $100,000 Australian, and weigh less than 600 grams and can be put to a multitude of purposes. But how many is too many? Listen at 8 p.m. on Monday local time over the VK7RAA RTC statewide network or at about 8:30 p.m. as a telecast on VK7 Alpha X-ray Spectrum Tasmania via the BATC members stream or in the Ulverston area on 445.5 megs DATV. The date is April the 5th. Callbacks will follow on both networks. Please call in if you're able. Callback statistics are sent to the RAOTC Broadcast Committee. If you missed the off-air broadcast, you can listen to the audio file on the RAOTC website. And that's 73s from Peter, VK7 Papa Delta. ACMA license change proposal. A huge thank you to all who put in a submission to the ACMA on their proposed license changes. It's through strong representation to the regulator that lets them know that their customers are thinking about the proposed changes. On the WIA broadcast, we heard about the WIA survey results that were included in the WIA submission. There was a strong preference for option A and a strong preference for further negotiation to reach agreement so that the proposed class license fully meets the needs of the amateur community and the ACMA. Over the coming weeks, we will hear from the ACMA as to how many submissions were made and the overall feeling of the amateur community. Again, thanks to all who put in a submission. 73s, says Justin, VK7TW, WIA Spectrum Strategy Committee member. Contest news. John Moyle Memorial Field Day. Thanks to everyone who participated in the field day. A quick reminder to get your logs in by no later than midnight on the 13th of April 2021. Electronic logs can be emailed to jmfd2021@wia.org.au or sent by snail mail via the WIA contest manager JMMFD, PO Box 2042, Bayswater, Victoria 3153. Acceptable electronic formats are Excel or Microsoft Word, ASCII text, or the output file of electronic log programs such as VK Contest Log or VKCL. And that's 73 from Richard, VK7ZBX. QSL News and a report from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of cards held as of the 2nd of April 2021 is in the email version of the broadcast. A 2.6 kilogram pack of QSL cards was received last Thursday. If you have any questions or QSL cards, please contact Herman by email at the vk7bureau@wia.org.au. Reese members can collect their cards from the domain club rooms if they let Herman know to deliver them there. He can drop them off most Wednesdays at lunchtime. Thank you to those amateurs who have been in touch, and that's 73 from Herman, VK7HW, WIA Manager, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. News from the Northwest. Chat and Show Group. The next gathering of the group is due on the first day of May at the Sports Complex, West Ulverston, located in Flora Street. Find the veranda with Show Society office on it, enter that door, and we are right at the end of the corridor. Tea and coffee will be there in the usual COVID-safe packaging with disposable cups to use. A small pack of biscuits would be welcome for afternoon tea, or a four-pack of commercially produced cakes. We will start at 2 p.m. All are welcome, regardless of your residential location, and if you have anything that you would like to show us in the way of gear, an item you made or are making, and also collectible radios, we would love to see it. As usual, any contact with COVID risks or any COVID symptoms, please don't come. Otherwise, we'll be pleased to see you. And that's Cheryl, VK7HSC, the organiser. Northwest Tasmania Radio and TV Group meeting. Please note the change of date due to Easter. The next club meeting will be commencing at 2 p.m. on the 10th of April at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. Afternoon tea will also be held. A small plate of afternoon tea that has been commercially produced would be appreciated, this being a government-suggested COVID thing. We have single packaged tea, coffee and sugar, and disposable cups for members and guests. Members are encouraged to bring items for show and tell, and the club rooms are open until 6 p.m. for members to socialise. Visitors are most welcome to attend. If you have any cold or flu symptoms or are unwell or in the last 14 days have been in contact with anyone that has been overseas or been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then do not attend the meeting. Proposed winter luncheon. The club proposed to hold a midday luncheon on April the 24th at a local venue. Could club members wanting to attend please advise the club president, VK7HSC, or club secretary, Anne, VK7BYL, as soon as possible, so that the venue can be advised re-numbers attending. And that's 73 from Eric, VK7 Echo Victor, the news officer. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the North. An update for VK7RUN-3. Unfortunately, on start-up Tuesday morning, the cooling systems for RUN-3 failed. It seems that it is more than a simple fan failure, as has been experienced several times with the power supply, requiring surgery and module replacement at best. As a result, repeater RUN-3 is likely to be not in operation for the next month, after which further testing will again commence. All the best to everyone for Easter, says Greg, with 73's VK7 Yankee Alpha Delta. SOTA WWF Parks Group. The Summers on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group is now meeting twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays at 10:30 a.m. until 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street in Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha November. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. And we begin this week by wishing everyone a happy Easter. If you are travelling, please take it easy on the roads. Just take your time and make sure you arrive safely at your destination. As this news is written up on Friday night, we will provide a report next week on NTARC's involvement in the equine endurance event held at Santa Arena Park, Scottsdale, on Easter Saturday. I'm sure a number of NTARC members will be slowly recovering from lack of sleep after an early start on Saturday. Still, with daylight saving having ended this morning at 3 a.m. and the clocks going back by 1 hour, they received a bonus extra hour's sleep, which should help in their recovery. We now hand over to Nick for K7 Whiskey Whiskey to provide all with a report on the Test Net and TechNet session, also held last Wednesday, the 31st of March. The testnet on 3580 at 7 p.m, Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, a.k.a. Double Scotch, ran the testnet. VK7 Kilo Per Power Charlie, Peter, called in with his crystal-controlled PRC64 set with 1 watt of AM, a radio used by the SAS in Vietnam. Peter has built a lithium battery pack specifically for this set, and it's working very well. VK7 FLAR Lee from Dodgers Ferry called in reminiscing about an old World War I or World War II radio he donated to a museum. Great signal from the South, Lee. Conditions were very good. The TechNet followed at 7:30 p.m. local time using the NTARC's callsign VK7 TAZ on 3567 with 8 stations on the net. VK7ALH Roscoe has finally freed up the frozen band switch on a slightly worse for wear AWA Seaphone marine radio. Outside, the radio is looking as if it came from the wreck of the Hesperus, but inside, it is in pristine condition. VK7 Zulu Papa Echo Peter asked for reports on his audio, which was very good. He also gave his audio and compression settings for other IC7300 users. VK7 Zulu Papa Delta Phil is discovering more in the software he is using with his El Cheapo SDR dongle. VK7 KPA Paul and me too are most interested in how Phil is using his SDR dongle, not just because of the way he has linked it to his 590, but also its sophisticated pan adapter display. VK7 Oscar Romeo Owen in Yolla was testing a 40-metre to 10-metre off-centre fed dipole he had just finished building minutes before calling in, and was transmitting from inside his closed steel garage. Good effort, Owen. Owen, who is a pilot, reminded us that today marks the 100th anniversary of the RAAF. Oh yes, Owen highly recommends installing the new software upgrade if you are using an ICOM IC7300. VK7 Mike Foxtrot India. Kerry on Flinders Island also holds the call, VK7 Foxtrot Kilo Echo Kilo. VK3 Mike Kilo Echo Keith has perfected the art of giving approximate signal strength reports by ear, as his modified Kodan marine radio doesn't have an S-meter. Paul, VK7 Kilo Papa Alpha, host of Discord, assisted by Phil, VK7 Zulu Papa Delta, for audio streaming with 14 stations logged in. Online topics and photos included Paul, VK7 KPA's off-the-grid hydropower system, including a beautiful Pelton wheel. Phil's displays from his SDR showing the spectral purity of various transmissions, and comments on signal strengths, the WW2 wireless set number 19, and organising QRP tests on 40 metres after the net closed. Thank you for joining the nets and those who listen on HF. Discord, the SDRs around the world via the internet, wherever you may be. Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, a.k.a. A Double Scotch, on behalf of the Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club. Thanks, Nick, for that update. It's very gratifying to see so many getting and remaining involved each week in both the official and unofficial club tech events. Upcoming events. Tech Night, Wednesday the 7th of April at the NTARC Club Rooms at 19:30 hours until whenever. Continuous tea and coffee will be available, although a gold coin donation for the evening would be appreciated. The Discord online session that normally accompanies the TechNet 80-metre event will also be alive to allow members who cannot be present in person to continue their participation via that medium. April General Meeting, Saturday the 10th of April. Meeting commences at 1400 hours. Afternoon tea will follow. TestNet and TechNet sessions. Wednesday the 14th of April, there will again be a TestNet hosted by Nick VK7 Whiskey Whiskey at 1900 on 3580 for any stations wishing to test their homebrew transmitters, repaired equipment, new acquisitions, etc. Nick is able to accommodate SSB, AM and CW transmissions and is always happy to hear from any station wishing to utilise the net. Nick, VK7WW, also hosts the TechNet session, which follows on at 19:30 hours on 3567. Coffee mornings, currently held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Catch-up time is from 10 until noon, and we look forward to seeing you all. These coffee events in the past have been normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. Currently, we have a few cards awaiting collection from past deliveries. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email me at the following address, ntarc.emails@gmail.com. All items to be received no later than 1700 on the Friday prior to the broadcast. Your continued cooperation in this regard will be greatly appreciated. We'll bring you all such contributions next Sunday morning, and that's 73s from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, the Secretary of NTARC Incorporated. You're listening to the VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And now it's down the Midlands Highway and the news from the south. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. VK7RAD 6-metre repeater upgrade. Following the recent REST AGM, a proposal was approved for the purchase of a 6-metre duplexer to replace the aged dual antenna and filter arrangement on the Queen's Domain 6-metre repeater. The duplexer was installed on Thursday by Damien, VK7 Sierra Delta. The duplexer was purchased from Denmark and its specs came up very nicely with less than a dB insertion loss and around 90 dB isolation between the transmit and receive frequencies. That is a significant improvement over the previous arrangement. The repeater is now duplexed into a single 6-metre halo. A note for stations monitoring the 6-metre output via the 147-975 beacon. This is now fed with the existing dipole, so you may notice a small difference in stations accessing the repeater versus those coming through the link. Improvements and signal reports have been positive from current users, and a reminder that you can access the 6-metre repeater on 53.825 with a minus 1 meg offset. No tone is required. And that's 73 from Damien, VK7 Sierra Delta, the REST repeater coordinator. Future presentation nights. Our April presentation night this Wednesday, April the 7th, from 7:30pm, will be a fascinating presentation on the Pawsey Supercomputing Centre and the work they do, with a focus on the processing from the Radio Astronomy Square Kilometre Array Telescope. This presentation will be given by REST member Andrew Elwell, who works at the Pawsey Centre. The presentation will be held in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and will be streamed. This is not one to be missed. Our May presentation night on May the 5th from 7:30pm will be a wonderful presentation on lightning, whistlers and other phenomena by none other than Dr. Mike Groth, VK7 Mike Juliet. Our June presentation night on June the 2nd will be satellites and homebrew satellite antennas with Mike Hawkins, VK7 Delta Mike Hotel. And that's 73 from the REST committee. Training and assessments. REST's next foundation training and all licensed assessment day is Saturday the 29th of May from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. If you're thinking of coming along, then grab your copy of the Foundation License Manual from the Caltex Service Station on the corner of Amy Street and Main Road in Moona for $35 cash. And please let Reg Emmett, VK7 Kilo Kilo, Reached Learning Organiser, know as soon as possible that you will be coming along by phoning 0417 391 607 or email assessor@reist.asn.au. Check out the Reist Foundation License Training videos that can be found on the Reist YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. Check out the Reist Facebook page events for further details, and that's 73 from Reg, VK7 Kilo Kilo. DATV Experimenters Night. Justin, VK7TW, and Ben, VK7BEN, hosted and started the night by reminding people that they have only 2 days to put in a submission on the ACMA consultation paper on licensing changes, and there are two templates to choose from, REIST or WIA. We did a shout-out to Peter Parker, who is currently in VK7 visiting family. Thanks to Ben for passing on the fascinating stuffin.space website, and Ben and Justin did a demo on screen. Ben and Justin then went through the DigiRig interface, which was designed by Dennis Grzyk, amateur radio callsign K0 Tango X-ray. The interface combines an audio codec and serial CAT interface and supports a full-featured CAT interface, PTT, band change and tuning, etc., not just Vox-based PTT. Thanks to Ben for finding this interface. Justin has ordered one and will feature it on a future DATV night. Justin then did an update on the IC705 3D printed case with the front cover tidy up. We then showed a fascinating device that was used for espionage by the Russians against the US called The Thing. It is a microwave cavity resonator with a condenser microphone end, passive mode with a quarter wave antenna on the input port. The antenna is usually half wavelength at microwave frequencies and therefore very high Q with narrow bandwidth around the resonant frequency. It is passive and needs a high-power illumination signal at what they think was 1,320 MHz. The re-emitted modulator signal can be received on the receiver. Another fascinating fact is that it was designed by Leon Theremin. We then reviewed the latest Low Key magazine. The recording of the night is available on the Reist YouTube channel. We take a break for a fortnight, as this Wednesday is the presentation night. See you in 2 weeks, says Justin with 73's VK7 Tangled Whiskers. And now on to regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, SOTA WWFF Group, meeting Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 12, midday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Friday coffee sessions, Rochely Club Rooms, Launceston from 10 a.m. NTARC, Tech Night sessions, Wednesday the 7th of April, Rochely Club Rooms, Launceston. NTARC, Test and TechNet session, Wednesday the 14th of April from 7 p.m. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 2000 Local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7 Romeo Mike Delta, 146.625 with a 141.3 tone. Northwest VK7, Thursdays, commencing at 20:30, the Northwest Tassie 2-metre DX Net on 144.120 upper sideband. Reist Microwave QSO Party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 megs FM. Reist WAGS Wednesday afternoon group meet in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 12 noon. Reist DATV Experimenters Nights from 7:30 p.m. live in the club rooms, also on DVB-T, RF and YouTube streaming, and the Sewing Circle Net daily commencing at 1800 on 3640. Events. Reist, the 7th of April, Pawsey Supercomputing Centre and the SKA presentation by Andrew Elwell from 7:30 p.m. NTARC, 10th of April, General Meeting from 2 p.m. NWTR and the TVG, 10th of April, club meeting from 2 p.m. at the Scout Hall, 73 Alexander Road in Ulverston. NWTR and TVG, the 24th of April, proposed winter luncheon at a local venue. Let the secretary or president know as soon as possible if attending. Northwest VK7, the 1st of May, Northwest Chat and Show Group, Sports Complex, Flora Street, West Ulverston, from 2 p.m. Reist, 5th of May, Lightning, Whistlers and Other Phenomena with Dr. Mike Groth, VK7 Mike Juliet, from 7:30 p.m. Reist, the 2nd of June, Satellites and Satellite Antennas with Mike Hawkins, VK7 Delta Mike Hotel, from 7:30 p.m. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Your newsreader will be Peter, VK7 Papa Delta. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTR and TVG, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio, Amateur Radio Club, VK7 Alpha X-Ray, and VK7 Delta Charlie. On 160 metres, VK7 Golf Sierra. 80 metres, VK7 Delta Golf. 40 metres, VK7 Tango Papa Echo. 20 metres, VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel. 10 metres, VK7 Juliet Golf Delta. And on DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, VK7 ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RTC in Southern VK7. In the Northwest, it can be heard at 8:30 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTV and VK7RDR, digital ATV on 445.5 in the Ulverston area and via the BATC VK7 Alpha X-Ray video stream. A huge thank you to all the people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. And that concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You've been listening to VK7 WI. Next week, the National WIA News can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at around 0930. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Group.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, it's 73s from Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo.